This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Some retailers rationing milk as they complain about the persisting shortage. The farming community urges patience, and Pine Hill Dairy says they are working to resolve the issue. The Attorney General reports progress with judicial reform. The Chamber of Commerce says all stakeholders working to fix the congestion at the port and hopes for a resolution by next year's cruise season. Custom brokers insist the port must take some of the blame. And Ukraine makes clear it will not accept any peace deal between the U.S. and Russia without its involvement. Good afternoon. I am Crystal J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. Some retailers are rationing fresh milk as they complain about the persisting shortage and the farming community urges patience as they try to resolve the issue. The Minister of Agriculture and the Barbados Agricultural Society have previously explained that the issue stems from global supply challenges with milk powder, which is used to manufacture evaporated milk, while it is taking time to ramp up production from the almost 200 cows imported to boost fresh milk supply. Retailer Aldo Hokong King tells Starcom Network News the current shortage is forcing his business to limit the number of containers of milk each customers can buy.
What it's causing is it's causing larger buying by the customers when it comes in. We're having issues where we are limiting at times the number of cartons of fresh milk that customers are buying just so that we could spread the milk over more persons. We had been made to understand that the milk issue was resolved with first being brought in, but we're still seeing milk shortages week on week. We're getting 1 week and another week we don't get. So there's a question as to when this is going to be resolved.
He says it appears some customers are trying to hoard milk, forcing his business to impose restrictions.
We have many instances where customers are trying to buy 10 and 20 cartons at a time, which under normal circumstances would be fine, but we are getting limited supply, and in the best interest of everyone, obviously we want to spread them as much as we can to as many persons that need milk. In our gas station, we've limited 5 per customer.
Retailer Aldo Hokong King. Chief Executive Officer at the Barbados Agricultural Society, James Paul, urges patience, insisting that there is no milk crisis, but rather a misunderstanding of the process involved in replenishing the supply.
This thing did not happen in a day, and people need to understand that you don't solve the problem in a day or month. It takes time, right? And what it says to us as a nation, that if we are serious about the production of certain commodities, we have to think in a medium-term perspective rather than a short-term. This is not going to the supermarket, collecting something, and bringing it back. It's something that has to be planned, right, in order to get to where you need to go. It takes at least 2 years for a cat, an animal born, before it gives milk, right? So it just doesn't happen like that. That's the process that we have to go through.
CEO of the BAS, James Paul. Meantime, Pine Hill Dairy spokesperson Lisa Ridley-Paul, the People, Legal and Corporate Affairs Manager at Banks Holding Limited, says efforts are being made to resolve the issue.
Here at Pine Hill Dairy, of course, we remain steadfast in our dedication to provide a steady stream of quality products. Of course, as you appreciate, over the past couple of months, we've faced some acute challenges with the production of some of our beloved Pine Hill milks. On the local side, as we all know, the 180 heifers arrived in December, and this growth in the national herd, we believe, we are assured, we know will further improve our raw milk supply and, of course, whole and to milk, 2% milk availability. And we anticipate that we're going to see the impact of this by the end of March. As our plant manager at the Pine Hill Dairy will assure you, at Pine Hill, we are processing every hectolitre of milk that we receive from our farmers.
Pine Hill Dairy spokesperson Lisa Ridley-Paul, the People, Legal and Corporate Affairs Manager at Banks Holding Limited, in the lunchtime edition. Attorney General Dale Marshall says Barbados is making significant progress with criminal justice reform, but some challenges remain. He was speaking this morning at the UNDP-sponsored roundtable attended by 8 attorneys general from across the Caribbean as part of a criminal justice reform project. The initiative aims to strengthen the capacity of prosecutors, courts, prisons, and police across the Caribbean. Mr. Marshall highlighted the introduction of plea bargaining legislation, which has already been used in an important case. He noted the move is critical to resolving backlogs in the system.
Our systems have not been efficient and they've not been effective. The good thing is that we have seen a tremendous amount of effort in the last 3-4 years as a region and individually to grapple with it and to make a difference. I am so proud to be able to thank the DPP of Jamaica for coming to Barbados in October of last year, just after we enacted our own plea negotiations bill. Can I tell you, ma'am, that we have already used that plea bargaining legislation in an important criminal case. And if we did not have the legal capacity to do that, we would have had a challenge. So all of these interventions are timely. Some we will advance more than others.
Mr. Marshall noted that while legislation allowing judge-alone trials have been in place for over a year, none has been conducted due to resistance from the local bar. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, says all stakeholders are working to fix the congestion of the Bridgetown port and hopes for a resolution by next year's cruise season.
The chamber has been working now for a long time with the government and the port and customs and other government agencies on measures which would assist with the freer movement of cargo through the port. The congestion at the moment, which is multifactorial, whether that is no cargo days with cruise ships, containers that are unclaimed, vehicles being unclaimed, all these things, and they're working on in a facility that was built in the late 50s, early 60s, they would appreciate. And the amount of traffic that is taken now is significantly larger. So there's so many things that feed into it. So this is why I think all of us, you know, and the port is actively working on this. And as I said, customs and other government agencies.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. President of the Customs Brokers Association, Louis Ford, says the Bridgetown port must take some responsibility for the ongoing congestion, while acknowledging that individuals with vehicles at the port and unclaimed cargo need to remove them promptly. He argues that they are not solely to blame. He says that several factors, such as delays in customs processing and other space constraints, including empty containers and construction activities like berth expansion, add to the congestion. Mr. Ford says the investigation process by customs will need to be improved for the auctions to be carried out in the 14-day time frame stated by law. And finally, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kiev will not accept any peace deal agreed by Russia and the U.S. without its involvement. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to Vladimir Putin yesterday before announcing the agreed talks to end the Ukraine war could start immediately. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte also insists Ukraine will be involved in talks, saying Putin must not be able to grab another square mile of Ukraine. Earlier, Mr. Trump said there was now a good possibility to bring the war to an end. Recapping the headlines. Some retailers rationing milk as they complain about the persisting shortage. The farming community urges patience, and Pinehill Dairy says they are working to resolve the issue. The Attorney General reports progress with judicial reform. The Chamber of Commerce says all stakeholders working to fix the congestion at the port and hopes for a resolution by next year's cruise season. Custom brokers insist the port must take some of the blame, and Ukraine makes clear it won't accept any peace deal between the U.S. and Russia without its involvement. That concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net or WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.